KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Thlaenadi and the Wushkitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who maintained smokehouses on the tidelands, who parked their boats in the harbor, and who gathered driftwood for fuel. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunas chish for your patience as we learn. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is here to talk about Juneau Mutual Aid. Welcome to the show, Sarah Lubiner. Hello.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here today. Juneau Mutual Aid is a network created specifically in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Who are you and what do you do?
Sure. So we're a group of just neighbors in Juneau who think it's really important that at all times, but particularly in this time of uncertainty, that we work together in solidarity to connect folks who can give things and who need things. We really believe at our core that we all have things that we need and all have things that we can give. And so we're a group that wants to facilitate that those needs are met, particularly in, you know, uncertain times.
And what are some specific tasks that you can offer help with?
Sure. So we really want to keep our scope to those kind of daily timely needs that people need met that might be more difficult to meet due to social distancing practices. So particularly grocery shopping and delivery, prescription pickup, remote tutoring, checking in via phone. There are really a number of ways that folks can both reach out to provide resources for their neighbors, but also can seek help. We don't want to be a last resort organization. We want to make sure that folks can still feel fulfilled and supported in their daily needs and tasks. And so we're really here to connect folks in that way.
And as you mentioned, you're not only helping people with various tasks, but you're also coordinating volunteers to help as well. What are some ways that people can help either from home or while they're out getting their necessities?
Yeah, so I see that there are kind of like three buckets that people can get involved with. I really want to emphasize that Juneau Mutual Aid is a grassroots organization. So if you're interested in organizing, please reach out to us. We've been building this movement pretty quickly, and we've been expanding the resources and services that we can connect folks to just by, you know, what people can offer. So the first way you can get involved is through the kind of higher level organizing. If you're interested in being a facilitator, connecting requests for assistance with folks who have offered to give help, that's something we're looking for. Or if you have a passion project, like you want to start a YouTube channel that's featuring Juneau artists that want to give DIY at home lessons, that's something we, you know, could feature. That's one way to get involved, is kind of that higher level resource offering facilitation. Then there's a kind of mid-level neighborhood coordination piece that we're looking at. We're hoping to have folks act as neighborhood point people to get groups of between 5 and 30 people, whether it's your apartment building or a few houses on your street that you reach out to make sure that all of your needs are met, that there are resources that are available to you that you can connect with. If, you know, one person's going to the grocery store instead of five people, you know, that's even furthering this goal of social distancing and making sure we're not spreading the virus. And then finally is this kind of person-to-person help. If you have, you know, an ability to drive to a grocery store and you aren't immunocompromised and someone is and drop off groceries, we can help connect those two types of people.
Wow, that's a lot. That's pretty great, though. So you mentioned a few times you're all grassroots, you're entirely volunteer run, and I wanted to give a shout out to you as well as two other facilitators. Do you want to mention their names? Because you're not out there coordinating all this alone.
Yeah, definitely. So it's been myself, Jen McLean, and Emma Hatcher have been working on building out our website in particular. over the last week or and a half in collecting resources. But I know that there are a ton of folks across the community who are working on efforts, either with Juno Mutual Aid or through many other organizations. I know the DBJ Volunteer Task Force has been getting up and running. I know that there are a lot of different efforts going on. So I feel lucky to be in a community where there are so many people that are working to help each other out.
Definitely. Me too. Your website's terrific. It's full of like great information, you know, as far as like the broad strokes of what you can do and how people can help and a lot of things you've gone over already. But one of the things that caught my eye in your goals and values is that this network formed in response to COVID-19, but quote, we come from and honor a long history of mutual aid organizing that looks in different places at different moments. I was wondering if you could say more about that.
For sure. So this idea of mutual aid has been around for a really long time, and I think has really popped up across the country in response to the pandemic. But it does come from this idea that person-to-person connection and organizing is kind of the root of justice and the way that we can support each other in both times of hardship, but also in day-to-day life. And so I think that we just want to honor that history. And that while we are starting this organization in a time of pandemic, we hope that it creates connections and value for the community long beyond this time.
Great. So, and like I said, on your website, you clearly laid out your beliefs, your values, and how you follow them on the website, such as keep it simple, keep it safe. I was wondering if you'd like to elaborate a little bit on those sort of those bullet points that you've listed out.
Sure. So in building out this organization, we thought it was really important to articulate what we can and cannot do and the ways that we can and cannot do it. And in that, we kind of created a set of values that are, you know, still evolving for sure. But we want to keep it simple. We want to make sure that people feel comfortable and like they understand that they can articulate what they need or what they can give and, you know, seeing how we can connect those two. Camps. We want to keep it safe and make sure that people feel safe and supported, you know, physically, mentally, and also be really aware of the fact that we're not contributing to the spread of the virus. So we have safety protocols for delivery and receiving supplies. We want to finish what we start. So even if people reach out to us with needs or requests that we can't fulfill, we'll do our absolute best to connect them with the resources that we're aware of throughout the community. And we want to, you know, meet people where they're at, listen, reflect, make sure that we are giving space for people to articulate what they need and us being transparent in what we can provide. And then we also want to center racial justice because we understand that that there are systems in place that aren't always accessible to people. And so we hope that this very local, hyper-local grassroots system could maybe fill some of the gaps that make it so that people who have experienced systemic oppression might not be able to access resources.
Yeah, that caught my attention that you not only listed that, I mean, that you listed it on your values and felt it was important to state that and to elaborate on it as well. Do you want to say more about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that in Alaska and in the United States, if we're doing any sort of organizing, it's really important that we acknowledge the history of oppression that that kind of forms the society that we are currently existing in, and that the ways that as neighbors we can work every day to try and dismantle those oppressions. And I think that mutual aid really provides this amazing opportunity to kind of walk the walk of that, where we're really giving people the ability to ask for what they need and hopefully being able to fulfill those needs on a very, you know, hyper-local timely basis. And that's our goal. And that's what we hope that we can achieve through this. And we just ask that people are patient and work with us and move with us as we kind of explore what this organization can look like in this time.
Yeah, another things that was stated on the website or quoted in there, weaving a new community held safety net for all. That's a nice vision.
Definitely.
And you've made it pretty clear that you are not legal, mental health, or healthcare professionals, but that you've provided a resource page for those looking for that info, other advice, and more. What's the best place to find that list and everything else about Juno Mutual Aid?
Yeah, so our website is junomutualaid.weebly.com. You also can reach out to us via email, junomutualaid@gmail.com, and we'll get back to you that way. Those are the best ways to reach us.
Well, Sarah, thank you for speaking with me today, and thanks for helping to facilitate this organization. Your website makes it very easy to find out who you are and what you're doing and how to join in. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I think we've really covered it, but we just want to be here as a resource for the community, and we're as strong as the community is. And so if you're interested in helping out, please reach out.
All right. Again, thanks so much for speaking with me today, Sarah, and good luck.
Thank you, too. Thanks. Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.